nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Mind if I use your phone?
Don't touch that phone.
You want to rephrase that, baby?
I'm sorry, Harriet. I just mean I am expecting a very important phone call.
Of course, Larry is on the verge of a very big perversion.
Promotion. Very big promotion. And I really can't talk about it. It's very hush-hush.
Oh, is that the job on the investigative reporting team working with Marshall and Walpole?
How did you know?
People talk in elevators. I listen.
There's an idea. You should wait in the elevator. That's where all the news is.
Well, I hope you get your call soon. I've got to call the phone company. You know, we moved in your building 3 days ago and still haven't gotten our phone hooked up.
Really?
My son is going through phone withdrawal.
Hello? Hello? Yes! Yes! He's standing right here. I'm his cousin. He's my cousin.
Oh. Appleton? Yes. Yes! Yes! That was Marshall and Walpole. They want to see me upstairs right away.
Oh.
You know what that means?
Yeah, that means I can use the phone now.
Be my guest.
Cousin, good luck.
Good luck, baby. Look at those little legs go.
Oh, Harry, this job means so much to Cousin Larry. If he gets it, he'll feel 5 feet tall.
Hey, baby.
Hi, sweetums.
Hi, Balky.
Hey, Con.
Hey, Balky. I brought you some more wanted posters for your collection.
Oh, thank you, Con. I'm so glad you're married to a policeman. Got it. Got it. Need it. Oh, Con. A Joey the Fish rookie card. First offense. Oh, thank you, Con.
You're welcome.
Come here. Not you, baby.
Oh.
How come your lips taste so sweet?
Oh.
Is that powder sugar on your mouth?
No, it's not sugar. It's, cocaine. Yeah, we made a big bust, and I had to taste the stuff to make sure it was real. Fools that use that junk.
Don't lie to me. You've been eating donuts.
Oh, Carl, did you have some of those ones we always have to get? Oh, you did. Look, there's a little jelly on your face. There's some crumbs on your head.
Excuse me, baby. This is a family matter, and you're in the line of fire.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. If anybody needs me, I'll be over there separating the assault from the batteries.
How many donuts did you eat?
None.
How many?
Just one.
How many?
All right, two, okay? Two.
How many?
All right, nine. And I'm paying the price. Now, look at here. I didn't come here to argue. I just came to tell you that I won't be home for dinner. They got me working undercover.
Oh, I worry when you work undercover.
Oh, well, now, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll be all right. And I'll be home before you know it. Come here. Mwah. See you later. Bye, Balky.
Bye, Carl. Thanks again for Joey the Fish.
Hey, I'm just glad I could get him for you. He's gonna be big.
I'll walk you to your car.
Oh, no. No need to do that. I know the way.
Carl, you got food in that car, don't you?
No. It's just a little something for the guys down at the station. A small case of ding-dongs.
Balky!
Cousin! Balky! Cousin!
Balky!
Cousin!
Balky!
Cousin!
Balky!
Cousin!
Balky!
looking at Larry Appleton, investigative reporter.
Oh,
oh, cousin, congratulations. Your ship has finally hit the fan. How fat is your big fat raise?
Well, they didn't give me a raise as such.
Well, no need to be greedy. After all, you got that fancy new office.
Well, they thought it would be best if I stayed right here.
Well, when you got that company car you wanted.
Well, no.
Stationery?
No.
Business cards?
No.
Pencils with your name on them?
No.
Go to work with me here. I'm trying hard to keep up my enthusiasm.
Ducky, those things don't matter. This is a big break for me. I am on the investigative reporting team of the Chicago Chronicle. I'll be out there digging up the facts, exposing scandals, writing the hard news. Balky, for the first time, I am a real reporter. Appleton, assistant research liaison to the investigative reporting team of Marshall and Walpole. They did give me a title.
Wow.
Yes, sir, Mr. Walpole. This could be my first assignment. Yes, sir. I'm ready. Got it? Got it.
What is it, cousin? Crime? Scandal? Hard news?
Hard salami. They want me to get them lunch.
Well, you still got that snappy title.
Well, Balky, my first day as an investigative reporter, and the only thing I exposed was some fatty corned beef.
Come on, cousin, don't be discouraged. Your dream is coming true.
Oh.
Come on, you're a member of the investigative reporting team. Don't you think that Marshmouth and Pole Vault started that while you're starting out?
Marshall and Walpole.
All right, all right. Look, I read all about them. I know that they started out at the bottom writing a little tiny pieces for the paper, and then they moved on to the features department, and they're writing bigger stories. And then, after a few years, they stumbled onto that milk scandal, and the rest, as they say, is hysterectomy.
You know, Valky, you're right. You've shown me what I have to do.
And not for the first time, either. Of course, and I'm glad you're seeing that patience is the key.
What patience? Patience is for losers. I don't have time for patience. What I need is a sensational story that'll launch me right to the top, just like Marshall and Walpole. But right now, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I'm going to get up at 3:30, go hang out at Night Court.
Love that show.
There's bound to be something happening down there.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Carl.
Listen, Harriet and I still don't have our phone yet. I'm really sorry to bother you, but I'm expecting a real important phone call from headquarters, and I told them they could reach me here. I hope you guys don't mind if I kind of hang around a little while.
Well, no, it's in. No problem.
All right.
Look, Carl, I don't mean to seem rude, but I got to get some shut-eye. Oh. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
So, Carl, how's it going?
Oh, great. We're this close to busting a big politician.
But hey, I can sleep tomorrow.
Let's talk.
Cousin, I thought you were going to bed.
Well, suddenly I feel wide awake. Guess I'm getting my second wind.
I'll get the antacid.
So, Carl, you're closing in on a corrupt politician?
Yeah, I really want to nail this guy. And we're about to spring a trap for him and a big mob kingpin.
Cousin, you want mint or original formula?
Original formula.
Yeah. He's been taking bribes from the mob for years.
Cousin, do you want a spoon or will you be chug-a-lugging tonight?
Chug-a-lugging, chug-a-lugging. this politician, we talking local, state? Federal, appointed, elected. Did I vote for him? Did you vote for him? Not if I'm getting warm.
Larry, I really can't say any more about it. This is official police business.
And I've got to remember, I'm talking to a member of the Chronicle's investigative reporting team. I wouldn't want to see this on the front page.
Larry and Banky's waterworks, which drip do you want to talk to? Carl, it's for you.
That's my call. Ooh, 2 points. Hello? Yeah. It's going down tonight? All right.
Oh, child-proof cap.
Okay, you make sure the alderman is there, and I'll bring Carmine. Right. Uh-huh. Okay, no, he doesn't suspect a thing. Listen, what's the address to the restaurant? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, got it. All right, I'll see you in 20 minutes. Bye. Listen, fellas, I really shouldn't have said all I said about the case I'm working on. You know, if it ever got out, I could get in a lot of trouble. But you two guys are my friends, and I know that you won't say anything to anybody.
Carl, don't worry, because your secret is safe with us.
Thanks.
If anybody knows how to keep a secret, we are those people.
Thank you.
So once again, Carl, don't worry.
All right.
Because your secret is safe with us.
Gee, thanks.
What secret is he talking about?
I think Carl is going to make a big bust.
That's the secret? Carl is interested in sculpting?
Not that kind of bust.
No.
A bust means Carl is going to arrest a crooked politician who is involved with organized crime. This is the story I'm looking for. All I have to do is rub a pencil across this pad. Then I can make out the impression and find out where the arrest is going to happen.
Of course. Why would you want to do that?
Because I am going to put this story on the front page of the Chronicle.
On the front page? Someone might see it.
Not just someone. Everyone.
Listen, I don't think so. We promised Carl that we would keep this a secret, and I intend to keep our word.
Give me the pad. Belky, I need the address on that pad. When Carl makes the arrest, I've got to be there. This is my big story. This is my ticket to the big time.
Well, in this case, you don't have a ticket to ride. Cousin Carl told us to keep this a secret, and I intend to do it.
Well, hey, I don't have a problem with that. You keep it a secret, but give me the pad.
Cousin, if you build a career by betraying a friend, you'll hate yourself.
I'd get over it.
Stand back, or I'll sweep you into tomorrow.
Belky, give me that pad.
No, cousin, this is wrong. Carl don't want us to have this information.
Oh, so that's what's bothering you.
Yes.
You think Carl doesn't want us to have that information?
That is correct.
Well, Balky, no, that is not correct. The truth is that Carl wants me to have that address. You see, this is the way information is passed from undercover cops to investigative reporters.
But if Carl wanted you to have this information, why he didn't just come out and say it?
Well, he couldn't do that.
No?
No. He'd get into trouble. We wouldn't want that to happen now, would we?
No. But you say that Carl wanted you to have this address.
He does want me to have that address.
He does.
But he can't just give it to me.
He can't.
No, that's why he told me to keep it a secret. Balky, think about it. If Carl didn't want me to put it in the paper, he wouldn't have told me to keep it a secret.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Carl gave us a secret and told us to keep that secret a secret, but that really wasn't what he wanted? What he really wanted was for you to put that secret on the front page of the newspaper so that everyone can know this secret that we are supposed to be keeping a secret?
Exactly.
Exactly what?
Exactly what you just said.
I don't know what I just said. All I know is you had a wind problem. I went into the kitchen to get the antacid. I couldn't get the top of it off.
Balky. Look, this is all very, very simple. Carl told us to keep a secret, hoping we would make it public. On the other hand, if Carl had told us to make it public, we would be honor-bound to keep it a secret. Because Carl knows a secret being a secret is the only thing worth making public. Otherwise, why call it a secret?
Take the pad. I've got a headache.
Nothing! There is nothing! This always works in the movies. Balky, how am I going to find out where Carl's making the arrest?
He gave us a secret. He wanted to keep a secret.
Balky, but why can't I ever get a break?
Oh, don't worry, cousin. It's the sideshow restaurant, 6818 West Fullerton. I glanced at the pad while he was writing it down.
Balky, I'll never forget you for this. We've got 10 minutes to get there.
If you put on the front page of the newspaper, then everyone would know the secret that we are supposed to be keeping a secret. Because he said to us
Let's go.
That this is this kind of a secret.
Hey, Alderman, I'm glad you could make it.
Well, there was no way I was going to miss Sergeant Brigetti's surprise party. After all, Carmine is one of the best cops on the force. So, how is Carl going to get him here without spoiling the surprise?
How do you get a cop to go anywhere? You promise him a free meal, right?
All right, but one question. With all the cops in here, who's minding the city?
Look at this place. Crawling with criminals.
They look like nice people to me.
Balky. When you've been on the street as long as I have, there are some things you just know.
I have been on the street as long as you have. We left the house at the same time.
Just stick close to me. Try not to draw attention to yourself. Planter. Loose tile. Careful.
Oh, my Lord. Alderman Zeitrell is sitting at a table in the corner. He must be the crooked politician Carl is going to arrest. Oh, my Lord. There's the chief of police with him. He must be a crook, too. What a story. I've got to know what they're talking about. Balky, I am going to try to tape their conversation. Wait here.
Could I have a Shirley Temple over here?
Wait here. Don't speak. Don't move. Let me freshen that for you. There you are.
Thank you.
I can't believe it. I am blowing the lid off the biggest story in town. If Carl hadn't let this slip, I'd still be getting lunch for those bozos, Marshall and Walpole.
Let it slip? What? You told me that Carl wanted us to have this information.
No, he did. Let it slip is a generic term which can be used to denote one who wants to convey
but
information to...
Cut the bullwinkle.
Okay, I lied.
big deal. I'm trying to build a career here. If you have a problem with that, go home.
I will. But first, I'm gonna get that tape recorder.
Ducky! You are interfering with the freedom of the press!
Oh, poof!
Hi.
What do you want?
I want your bread.
The bread's fine.
Well, then you'll be wanting some more.
Are you happy?
Well,
you could have gotten us killed.
Don't worry, everything's all set. As soon as Carl comes in that door with Carmine, boom, we let him have it.
I can't wait to see his face. He is going to die when...
Hi.
Ducky, Alderman Zeitrell is planning to murder Carl. We've got to get out of here and warn him.
Quiet down, everybody. Get coming.
Okay, this is it. And when I give the signal...
Ducky, we've got to stop him.
Surprise!
Well, you got that right.
Carl, I am so sorry about all the embarrassment.
Hey, Larry, don't worry about it. You're already a legend downtown. They'll be laughing about you for years.
Oh, of course, it isn't that nice, and you thought you made a fool of yourself.
Well, I better get downstairs. Harriet waits up for me. She likes to dust me for fingerprints.
Now, doesn't she trust you when you work undercover?
Oh, no, no, no. It's nothing like that. It's just a little thing that we do.
Boy, some investigative reporter. I blew the lid off a surprise party.
Ah, come on, Coulson, don't be down on yourself. You're a good writer and a hard worker, and someday you're gonna be just as famous as Maytag and Whirlpool.
You really think I'm a good writer?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, maybe you're right. If I just hang in there, work hard, my time will come.
Of course it will. Remember, Coulson, patience is a virtue.